Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here in the Lord's house on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. We're walking through Psalm 25 and our calls to worship, and we come to another section, verses 8 through 13, that contain a number set of threes. And I want to share these with you this morning. And beginning at verse 8, good and upright is the Lord, therefore will He teach. That phrase right there is going to appear three times. Will He teach sinners in the way? Verse 9, the meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. And then down in verse 12, what man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach, or will He teach in the way. It's interesting, two Hebrew words are used that are all translated teach. The first and the last that we looked at, verse 8 and verse 12, is the word for instruct. And the other word that's used in verse 9 is the word for teach. It's a very generic term, whereas the term instruct is a different word. And to kind of explain the difference, think of it this way. Here is a person who is teaching someone how to drive, a driving instructor. And they're sitting up in the front seat, and the young person's over here learning how to drive. They're steering, and the instructor is over here. Now, they've already come from the classroom where they taught, okay? The generic term. Talked about the rules of the road, talked about signs, talked about all those things. And we kind of know, we have a head knowledge. Now it comes to what? Instruction in those things. The individual's up in the front, and he's instructing the young person that's driving. All right, we're coming up on a stop sign. We need to begin to slow down now. And if the young person doesn't do that, thankfully they have those cars that have the additional brakes that are on the passenger side. They hit that and are able to bring it to a stop. That's the instructor. Very specific. One is generic. The way. All right? The other is instructor, and you'll notice in both places of the usage it says, in the way. All right? While you're going along in the way, I'm going to be there to instruct you. So three times, will He teach? Shall He instruct? The Lord has not only told us, I'm going to teach you the way, but I'm going to teach you and instruct you in the way. That makes it personal. That makes it personal. And when you think about this in regard to your Bible study, it's not just learning about the way. It's having the instructor, the Holy Spirit, teach you in the way. He is there with you every day, teacher. He's with you every day, mother and father, as you teach your children in the way. He's with you as you travel along life's road. And so both aspects are given to us. The generic, teaching the way about the Lord, about heaven, the way. But there is also that daily personal instruction in the way. And I don't know about you, but for me, that is extremely comforting. Because not only do I know about the way, I have the instructor with me to teach me in the way. Sometimes, because we have a sinful heart and we're feeble, our frame is feeble, the Bible says, we don't get it always. It's wonderful to have the instructor alongside to say, all right, remember when we talked about this before? Here's an example right here. You know, we talked about trusting me, and when times are difficult, now here's the time that you need to be trusting me. He comes alongside, and He is our instructor. And so think of this as a threefold cord as well. You know, the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes that a threefold cord is not easily, what? Broken. So these series of threes here act as a cord. They wrap around each other. And think of these two instructional encouragements wrapped around the teaching of the way that the instructor is there to bind these things and to make them strong in our lives because He's with us every step of the way. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? for thou art with me. The instructor is right there. All right, remember I've told you in my word about this matter of death that's coming? Don't worry about it. I'm with you to carry you through that time. This is the truth of Psalm 25. I don't know that I've ever really seen it before, but this is the heart and soul of this psalm. There are many threes in this group. Now, as we end up this verse 12, when you go down to the rest, it speaks on a theme of the fear of the Lord. So he changes midway. The triads that are given to us here are the heart and soul of living with our Lord here on this earth. As he comes alongside, the advocate, the one who comes alongside and said, I will show you the way. There is no excuse for living in darkness, Christian. No excuse. You have the instructor with you. The question is, are you going to listen? Are you going to listen and obey? May God help us to take to heart the truth of Psalm 25.